And welcome to our first of many fantasy football podcasts. We will be talking about bold takes, boom or bust, sleepers. Then we will have three picks of the week every week, and three different great games.
All right.
Would you like to lead off the bold takes?
All right, I'll go first. If that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my hot Will Perry.
I'm sorry.
My hot take of this week. After this week two that we just had, I'm gonna say Josh Allen is gonna win the 2021 MVP award. All right.
That's a bold take.
It is a very bold take. All right. You might call me crazy. His accuracy was terrible the last couple of years. He's fixed that so far this year. His decision-making was terrible the last 2 years. He's fixed that so far this year. Now, some people might say, you know, he just played the Jets and the Dolphins, who are terrible.
Yeah, terrible. Right?
But also, I mean, he's had 700-plus passing yards and 7 touchdowns in 2 weeks, even playing horrendous defenses. You know, that is MVP numbers, all right? Every MVP plays against terrible teams, okay? And he also finally has a number one wide receiver in Stephon Diggs, who's got a lot of receiving yards last week. I think 150 at least. I mean, he's just looking real polished. And he's also got the running threat that these MVP voters love, you know, the new young scrambling quarterbacks. I think he's got a real shot, you know.
Are you worried that their rushing game sucks? Because that could hurt them.
The Bills? Well, you see this. That's why I brought up Josh Allen's running ability.
Well, that's true.
Who needs a running back when you have a quarterback that can score all the rushing touchdowns?
That's true.
The guy's 6'5", 245.
That's a big boy.
He's a big boy, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think about – what are your opinions on this hot take here?
I think there's no chance.
No chance? Why is that?
The amount of fumbles he had last year is unreal. Did you see him in the playoffs last year?
That's true.
Guy was a joke.
All right.
That's my evidence.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go on to your hot take now.
My hot take is Joe Burrow is a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Joe Burrow's a Hall of Famer in his first two games, over 500 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, and he is calm and collected.
All right. Now I'm gonna agree with you here, you know?
Yeah.
The 60 passes a game, I don't think is sustainable at all.
I'm a fan.
But, you know, he put up 300 yards and 3 touchdowns with, I mean, the Bengals O-line.
Yep.
Gosh, I mean, I feel terrible for the guy. He's got no time to throw. Well,
that's
still getting it done. I mean, geez, they can't run the ball because their O-line sucks.
Joe Mixon, yeah.
Joe Mixon's solid. They can pass the ball for 5 yards because their O-line's terrible. But,
yep.
You know, if Joe Burrow is the one bright spot on Cincinnati's roster.
I agree. And AJ Green. AJ Green, I'm a fan on the fantasy team.
Yeah, well, he's getting older. He gets a lot of targets, but not a lot of catches.
I'm a fan.
I think if Cincinnati can build around Joe Burrow or he gets out of Cincinnati, then I think there's a very good chance he could be Hall of Famer.
I agree completely. That's why it's my bold take.
All right. let's move on to boom or bust picks of the week.
Okay. Would you like to go or would you want me to go?
Yeah, I'll go first. All right. Yeah. My boom pick this week, I'm going with Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew, the mustache.
Yep.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's putting up great numbers. He's got 6 passing touchdowns to only 2 interceptions through 2 weeks. They upset the Colts week 1, who a lot of people thought, you know, were going to be a real good team. And, you know, he just outplayed them. I think he only had 2 incompletions that game. And this week, he's playing a very weak Dolphins defense that's allowed 50-plus points and only 3 sacks. They've only gotten to the quarterback 3 times in the first 2 weeks.
That's embarrassing.
So, very – yeah, I mean, it's the Dolphins.
That's true.
As I said before, you know, Josh Allen just threw for 400 on those the Dolphins defense. They're atrocious. I mean –
kind of a joke.
There's no reason why Minshew shouldn't have 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, he's going to have all day to throw in the pocket. The Dolphins can't cover anybody. I mean,
Who is he going to throw to?
DJ Chark is pretty solid.
Okay.
It's kind of it, but I mean. Well,
there you go.
Gardner Minshew gets it done, okay?
My boom is AJ Green. Like I said, Joe Burrow, the Bengals are looking up, and I mean, they're just going to make stuff happen. Last week, 13 targets, 3 catches. Now, that's not great, but the upside is there with the 13 throws to him. So if that man is out there, trade for him now.
All right.
That's sort of another bold take, but.
Yes, that is a very bold take. I'm going to disagree with you here.
Really?
Not because of AJ Green, but because I just, you know, he's gotten the 13 targets. He's only got the 3 catches.
Yeah.
So he's not open, basically.
Well, he dropped a few.
Yeah, so.
Like I said, a few weeks, him and Joe Burrow will be on the same page, and we'll be good.
Yep. I think, you know, that could work out. I could be wrong on this one, but, you know, he's getting old. He hasn't played in 2 years from injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just – and, you know, Joe Burrow's not going to have enough time. He's more of a deep jump ball guy anyway.
Yeah.
That's his – you know, that's his strengths. But, I mean, you know, he could have a decent week.
I agree. I think he will.
All right. Well, guess we'll find out. I think that might be a rough pick.
No, that's a great pick. Trust me.
Okay. All right. My bust this week, I think it's going to be a lock bust, is David Johnson. Okay. Really? He's a Texans running back. Okay. The Texans offensive line is awful, horrendous. Bottom 5 in the league. I mean, Deshaun Watson gets sacked like 8 times a game.
That's true.
So they're not going to open running lanes. Additionally, he's playing Pittsburgh's defense, which is probably one of the best, if not the best, front 7 in the league.
Great team.
I mean, so they held Saquon to negative 6 yards rushing.
Well, it's the Giants O-line. It's the Giants O-line.
Well, again, the Texans have a terrible O-line as well.
True.
David Johnson is not as good as running back as Saquon. So
agreed.
You know, I had Saquon, and that was a rough week.
And you tried to trade him to me. That's the funny part.
You almost accepted it.
I had to get that out of here. I regret it. All right.
Yep. And my last thing about David Johnson is he was held to less than 50 yards on 3.8 yards per touch last week against the Ravens.
Yeah.
So, Ravens, I mean, I don't see the guy getting 35, 40 yards this week. You know, they're going to have to abandon the run game early because they're going to be getting blown out against Pittsburgh. And, I mean, you know, they're going to put the ball into Deshaun Watson's hands because he's basically their whole offense.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I don't know. Right. My bust for the week is Leonard Fournette. It's coming off a great week, but that ends now. He's playing he's playing Denver, the 6th-ranked best run defense. They're going to be stuffing him, and Brady's going to have a good week, so Fournette won't.
All right, well, I'm going to agree with you 100% on this.
Yeah.
You know, he's splitting carries already. I think he had one big run last week at the end of the game, which kind of accounted for a lot of his points last week.
Yep.
That's what made him look that good, but he's not going to be busting these runs every game.
Yeah. Because he said he's going to be a bust, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's more of a in between
he's a tackle, north and south runner. Guy.
Yeah, he's not a big run guy.
No.
So I think he's definitely going to be a bust.
Yeah. I actually had another bust. Kirk Cousins, the Applebee's waiter.
Kirk Cousins, yeah.
He is a joke. If you have him on your fantasy team, drop him immediately. Negative 1.48 last week.
Jeez Louise. I mean, I could have went out there and thrown 4 interceptions and 100 yards for, you know. I mean,
that's embarrassing.
Half what he's making.
He's terrible.
The guy robbed Minnesota, you know?
What can you expect from an Applebee's waiter, though, you know?
What a scrub.
I mean, kind of a joke.
Kind of a joke. I mean, I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's a solid quarterback, but I can't defend him after that game.
He's an Applebee's waiter.
Terrible.
Okay.
All right.
Your first sleeper.
My first sleeper pick is Brandon Cooks. Yeah. He's on the Texans now, you know, kind of bounced around the league. Last week he had almost 100 yards versus the Ravens, who, I mean, they have a great secondary. Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters. I mean, they got some lockdown corners, Pro Bowl guys.
Yeah.
And he had 100. He drops 100 on him, basically. I think he had 96. I think
also helped out. It also helped that Will Fuller was out.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you might be
that's
back.
That's just more fuel to the fire. Brandon Cooks is that good because, you know, who else are they going to throw to? Will Fuller's out. Oh, they got Brandon Cooks. Let's triple team this guy.
That's true.
You know, he still dropped a buck on him. Also, you know, Texans run is just going to get shut down. They're going to have 10 yards. So they're going to have to throw the ball a lot. I think, you know, Deshaun Watson's going to be throwing the ball 35, 40 times. You know, a good chunk of those is going to go to Brandon Cooks, and he's got to come down, you know, with a couple of those at least. He's going to get a lot of looks, and I think he at least gets, I mean, a pretty good game. 75 yards-ish, touchdown maybe.
I agree. I like Brandon Cooks. I think he's pretty good. My first sleeper, James Robinson. If this man is out there, pick him up. He is a stud for the Jaguars. 21 points last week in fantasy, 100 yards rushing, one touchdown, and he just runs people over. Doesn't look like it, but he's a beast. And with Minshew mania, tossing him out of the backfield, especially if you're in a PPR league, you're cooking.
Hey, you know who did pick up that guy?
Well,
I mean, I did.
Because so. You were in front of me in the waiver wire. So.
Yeah,
because
I'm last in our league. But
kind of weird how you're the commissioner and you're first in the waiver
wire. My dad's the commissioner.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm hearing some stories.
It's controversy in the league.
Yeah.
Hey, if I was really rigging the league, I wouldn't be in last place, okay?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's move on to my second sleeper before we get off track.
Yeah.
I'm going to go this week with Marvin Jones Jr.
Wow.
So, I'm saying that. I mean, he's done pretty decent so far.
Yeah.
But I think that now that Kenny Galladay is coming back, he's going to get a lot more single coverage looks because now they're going to have to worry about Galladay burning him deep and Marvin Jones. I mean, he's got a top 10 quarterback in Matthew Stafford, in my opinion. I mean, when he's healthy and when he's got some stuff going for him, you know, Matthew Stafford is – borderline elite, you know, he dishes out the ball.
I disagree with that completely. Matthew Stafford has never been good.
Okay,
most overrated quarterback of all time.
I mean, okay.
Yep.
You could put that in a hot take next week.
I really could.
But I think Stafford's going to dish out the ball. I mean, he's got a gunslinger mentality. He's going to throw it to you even if you're not open.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Marvin Jones is really good at coming down with those 50-50 balls,
yeah,
jump balls. I think he led the league in touchdowns a couple of years ago. This dude makes ridiculous catches all the time. I think he's geared for a big one.
I just found it interesting that when the week that Galladay comes back, you chose him, but then your reasoning was pretty good. So I agree, I guess. Jerick McKinnon, my second sleeper. 13 points in both of week one and week two. And now Raheem Mostert's hurt, so he's the starting running back for the 49ers, and he is going to have at least 20 points this week.
Well, I think that's a solid pick. I mean, Jimmy G's out. They're going to run the ball. They're going to pound the rock.
Yep.
I mean, who do they got back there? Nick Mullins?
Nick Mullins. That guy's
kind of a scrub. He's back up for a reason. Applebee's waiter. Him and Kirk Cousins, you know. He'll take you to the table, and Kirk will take your order.
Yeah, bus boy. So,
yeah, I just think, Jerick McKinnon's going to get a lot of looks. Yeah. I think that's a solid pick. I don't know about 20 points. I think he'll have 15 at least.
He's going to have
a good PPR league, he'll probably have 20.
Yeah.
So let's move on to our games of the week, where we pick three of the best games, in our opinion, and we give our picks and then why we pick that. So for this week's game picks, we have Ravens versus Chiefs, Eagles versus Bengals, and Seahawks versus Dallas.
Yes.
You want to go first?
For the Ravens-Chiefs game, I am going with the Ravens 27-21 over the Chiefs. It's at Baltimore. Might be fans there, I heard. So get ready for that. Lamar Jackson's elite, best quarterback in the game. one of the best quarterbacks in the game right now.
There you go.
You got Hollywood Brown at wide receiver. You got Miles Boykin, ND, you know. And
And Mark Ingram?
Yeah, Mark Ingram's all right. I like J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, he gets the goal in carries now.
And Mark Andrews, he's a beast too.
Oh,
and their
yeah,
defense Andrews is elite, so they will lock down Mahomes. There you go. What's your prediction for that game?
Well, I'm a Chiefs fan, of course.
Well, yeah.
So. For 8 years, so I gotta go with the Chiefs, of course. You know, I would never pick against them. I'm going Chiefs 35-27. I mean, they had a rough last week against the Chargers, but I mean, the Chiefs do that every year. They always play close games versus the Chargers for some reason. Always get me anxious, and then, you know, you always count on Mahomes to just come in the final 2 minutes, throw 60-yard bombs.
And Tyreek Hill takes off his helmet, and the penalty's not called, but I guess.
Well, you know, that was a pretty bad call, I have to say, but
yeah.
I'm just happy that the Chiefs won. But I just think, you know, Chiefs have a running game now. The Chiefs' defense looks terrible, but I think if the Chiefs can put up some points, the Ravens are going to have to kind of abandon their zone read, mid-run scheme, and Lamar Jackson's going to have to throw the ball. And it's kind of been, you know, he's above average passer, but he's not a
running back. I hate people who call him a running back.
Yeah, he's definitely a great top three quarterback, but, you know, I just don't know if he can get it done in the, you know, the big games in the clutch time, throwing the ball from the pocket.
Yeah.
So I'm going Chiefs. All right. We'll go to Eagles Bengals.
Now, this was not one of the greatest games of the week. We were going to go the Green Bay game, but we agreed on that. So I have the Bengals in this game. Like I said, elite Joe Burrow, elite AJ Green, go back 5 years. And you're going to see a 21-17 game here with the Bengals. And Joe Mixon's going to start going. That's what's going to happen.
I think Joe Mixon might have a game. But, you know, the Eagles have a kind of spotty defense, you know.
And their offense is rough.
Well, their offense, their O-line is not healthy, but the Bengals don't really have an amazing pass rush. So I don't think that'll be too much of a problem. Wentz has not played very good.
No.
But I just think the Bengals are too bad of a team for Burrow to carry past the Eagles. I'm going Eagles 24-17. I think Miles Sanders is going to just tear up that Bengals defense and just kind of go off on them. I think Burrow's going to have a, you know, pretty solid game, but nothing special. You know, it's going to come down to the wire. Eagles are going to score a last-minute touchdown.
Wow.
That's game.
Well, there you go.
Let's go to Hawks and Dallas.
Seahawks, Dallas, Russell Wilson, best quarterback in the game right now.
Yep.
Against the Cowboys. And I have the Seahawks 35-28.
All right. Yeah, I have the Seahawks as well. You know, Dak hasn't shown he can get it done in these big games so far. As you said, you know, even I as a Chiefs fan have to say, Russell Wilson does look like the best player in football right now. He's thrown 9 touchdowns and 11 incompletions. You know, it's hard to argue with that. Mm-hmm. I think the Hawks are going 42-35 dub.
Well, can't argue with that.
All right. Well, that concludes week one of the Francis Howell North Fantasy Football Podcast. We hope to see you guys next week, and take it easy.
Go Bengals.